Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Appreciate you guys coming in as always, man. During the football season, it's been a lot of fun to have you guys in and just chopping it up with you about a variety of things. We were just talking off the air about the stuff that you guys have been doing. First and foremost, man, how was your Thanksgiving, fellas? Good?
Oh, my Thanksgiving was amazing. And y'all, just so you know the voice, this is Trey, by the way.
There it is.
Hello, Trey. And this is B. Rich, and my Thanksgiving was great, man. I got a chance to see my daughter. She's home from college. She's at Wake Forest.
Okay.
Got a chance to hang out with her. You know how they are when they're in college, man. They don't want to hang out with your parents. So we got a chance to hang out on Thanksgiving. I saw my mother. So I had a great Thanksgiving.
What's she studying at Wake, bro?
Child psychology.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a friend, his daughter's at Wake, and I was like, what is she doing? She's going to be a doctor. That Wake is an amazing school, by the way. It's a really good school. But that's good, man. Congratulations. All right, fellas, let's chop it up. Mike Bell, we love to talk about the Falcons first. Can we talk about the Hawks first, maybe?
Yeah, let's do it.
Go let's Hawks. Pivot. Now, we lost last night, but hung in there, and as Carl pointed out today on our pre-show, which is behind the curtain,
okay.
It's coming off a double overtime.
Yes.
So you're a little fatigued. I know fans don't want to hear it, and Porzingis didn't play. But Jalen Johnson, guys, continues to play at an all-star clip. He is an all-star.
Hey, we're seeing a superstar right before our eyes. Wouldn't you say, Trey?
100%.
Man, I just like the way he was just taking them threes. He was just step-back threes, got jumping in your face three, an open three, and he's hitting them, man, like Bron.
Yeah, so the thing that I'm loving most about him, okay, we always talked about Jalen Johnson's health. That's always been my thing. Please, please, baby Jesus, please help his legs, help his arms, help his shoulders, keep him healthy. But now that we see him healthy, we're seeing a young man who can run the point. He's being a point forward. He's running the offense. He's brought his 3 points up a notch. He's hitting his free throws. That's another thing I got to give him credit for. He's gotten a lot better from the free throw line. And he's out there making plays, and the defense is showing up. It's amazing when you can see somebody in your own city start to become a star and then next superstar. Go Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, man, look, my phrase is give me more JJ. That started a few years ago as he was getting acclimated to the league, coming up from the G League. I saw him, guys, at the G League.
You did?
Oh, yeah. And remember, he didn't play a lot at Duke. For those who don't know, he didn't play
like half a season
because he got hurt.
So everybody was like, what is this guy going to be, right? So he starts out in the G League, and watching him, I remember seeing him early on, grabbing a board, taking it coast to coast, dunking on the other team, and I was like, right? Then on the defensive side, help defense, blocking shots, and you could just see, like, glimpses. And then he gets his shot, and most people don't know this, like, the reason Jalen gets up with the Hawks is because they had injuries that year. John Collins was here. There were other guys. And he comes up, and he's killing them in practice. And they're like, well, we're going to keep him up here. And then now you see the potential of what he is. Guys, his last 10 games, Mike, he's averaging almost 26 a game. He's a double-double guy, 11 rebounds.
Doubles.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I'm with you. And the big thing for me is this is why I love him. You can give him the ball at 6'9", and he can just go work.
Yes.
That's the difference.
Yes. How many forwards, the fours that can dribble the ball, play make, and dish it, triple doubles? Come on, man.
It's Scottie Pippen like.
And you don't want to talk 100%. About LeBron because LeBron is a physical freak, but there's not many big guys that can handle a rock like that and do the things Carl just talked about. And you haven't even hit the ceiling. I mean, he's getting better and better because we haven't had a complete season. He has to deal with injuries. Knock wood on that.
Yeah.
But, and we haven't even talked about N'Keal Alexander-Walker. He's crushing it.
I'm glad you brought him up. Look, from now on, let's stop calling him Shai Gill's cousin. That is Nikhil Alexander Walker.
Yes,
call
sir.
That man by
yes,
his
sir.
Name.
Yes,
please.
I say AKA Nah.
No,
you know
no.
Roll with Nah, man.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Get that man his credit. The man is out there coming up clutch, and he's bringing defense. Like, teams can't just run a bunch of switches on us and then target somebody on the offensive end that's weak on our defense. But everybody's making the plays.
Trey, he wants the ball. Like, he wants the ball. He's shooting it. He's hitting threes. He's in the 20s. I think that may be the steal of free agency.
I'm with you. You're
talking one of them.
Nikhil might be. Hey, guys, it's the Water Boys. Check out their YouTube page, obviously, the IG. Real quick, you guys had on a couple of UGA and Georgia Tech former quarterbacks. Talk about this.
Look, so doing this, one of the blessings about it is being able to talk to gentlemen such as yourself, but also talking to some of these prime athletes and some of these legends. And we were blessed to have Quincy Carter and Joe Hamilton, one of Georgia's finest and one of Georgia Tech's finest, in the studio together to talk about the Georgia Tech rivalry, to talk about their friendship, to talk about the games that they battled against each other. Look, it's an episode that you want to go see. Go to the Waterboy Show 404. I'm telling you, it was an amazing episode. And their friendship, you could see their friendship and hear it in the interview. That they didn't just compete inside the lines, they stayed friends outside the lines, and you got to live it.
And if you want to hear Joe Hamilton admit if Jasper Sanks fumbled the ball, watch the episode.
Mike, you want to tell the story?
Man, the funny thing about that is, and there's so many aspects to that game, the fact that, remember when they botched the field goal? That's why O'Leary kicks it on third down?
Yeah.
George Gotsy was the holder, by the way.
Okay. And he botches it?
Yeah, they got a chance to get it right. There was so many things. That was also the game that Donnan goes, I got two words for you, man, at the end of his weekly press conference. Charles Grant. Remember that?
Yeah.
Great defensive player. They ran an end around. Remember, he blows the knee out, never the same guy.
Mm.
Does make it to the NFL. There's like 18 stories in those 2 years in a row of Tech and Georgia, man, back and forth.
Look, it was just amazing to hear the way they talked about it and hear Joe break it down. Like, he was like, hey, you can say we fumbled, but why is your coach going for it? He should be kneeling, getting ready to kick a field
goal.
And I told him, I say, anybody else out there, if you try to embarrass Georgia Tech and go, look, just kneel, because Miami learned, and in that situation, Georgia unfortunately learned that situation. When you get Tech down, keep them down, because they're going to have the luck of the Techies.
It's been a really good year. It's been unfortunate they lost to Pitt the way they did.
Yes.
We all know what that game going up, if they would have beaten Pitt, how that would have felt. They lose to Georgia. You know, look, it wasn't a blowout. It was a respectable loss, but I just felt like all the juice, Mike and I felt like all that juice was lost when they ended up losing to Pitt the week before. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to the Water Boys, Trey and B. Rich.
Yeah, man. Now, Georgia, I don't know what that game plan was. They were making – I got to be honest, Gunnar Stockton looked like Haynes King. It was like, forgot about that. Part of it was Bobo's kid getting injured, and now that sort of changes things because you got a hellacious nose tackle for Alabama. What do you think about Georgia? Is Kirby going to break this Alabama thing? He's never beaten Alabama in Mercedes-Benz in that SEC championship.
Man, we're going to knock the slap out of these – bullies, man.
It's time.
It's time. It's time, man. Mm. Why not us?
Well, is it a thing, though? You got to agree. I mean, you got a record against Alabama.
Look, it is a thing.
He won a national championship up in Indianapolis. We know that. But still, it's a thing.
It is a thing. Look, for everybody that goes on runs, there's someone or something you have to get over.
Right.
That's why movies are made the way they make. Every movie, you have to go up the hill, but then you have to cross over it to come down into a victory. And Kirby's hurdle, or should I say his big, huge speed bump of a mountain, is Alabama. But I don't believe Alabama will beat them two times in a season. Mm. I don't believe Alabama's going to beat them this time. So for all y'all Roll Tiders out there, go dogs.
Look, they shut them down in the second half of the first game.
And the defense is even better now.
I'm with you on this.
Right?
And I feel like you do that when you give Kirby another shot, okay, they will correct the things that went wrong in the first half. I don't care if they're going to give the big tackle a couple of plays or not, right? They gave it to the big tackle to run in. I don't care about all that. I think Georgia fundamentally is going to be better in this game than they were specifically in the first half. And then in the second half, Alabama's offense couldn't do anything. So, look, is it going to be a close game? It always is. It always is. But we got to find a way to get it done. Hey, man, before we get out of here.
We've gone 10 minutes without talking Falcons with
goodness.
The Water Boys.
Thank
you. Hey, look, Falcons just need to reset. That's all. They need to reset. That's all, bro. I've checked out.
That's all you have to say?
That's all I got to say, man.
So the stages, the stages of being a Falcon fan, you've gone past the anger, you've gone past the shock. Now it's, what is this now, acceptance? Is that what we're doing?
Man, I'm depressed.
Hey, Pete,
we got some cupcakes today.
You did bring in some good cupcakes. We got 5 more weeks, man. Come on.
Hey, look, there's nothing to look forward to. Penick's not going to play. You don't have nothing to look forward to that. We know what Kirk Cousins is. We don't want Bijan to get hurt. We don't know what our coaching staff is going to be. What is it to look for? We don't have a first round pick.
Okay, so let me ask you guys this, because
there's always betting the under.
You know what? You know what? I want to see James Pierce Jr. finish the year out, and Walker, right,
and Jalen.
Yeah, I want to see them two guys get double digit sacks.
All right, let me ask you guys this, because this is something Mike and I have been discussing before we get out of here. Because look, we can get into the minutia of this season, and we know. What do you need to hear from the owner? What do you need to hear? Right. From the owner. What do you need to hear? What do you need to hear?
Well, going through the Smith days, the old owners, mm-hmm. I like Arthur Blank. I know he's doing the best he can. He has one of the most successful companies in history with Home Depot. It's not his fault. He will get it right.
Okay. Okay. And Trey?
Me, what I want to hear from Arthur Blank, I want to hear, this is unacceptable. I'm not doing it for my fans. My fans come out. We have to be more than $2 hot dogs.
Okay.
We have to be more than $1 soda and $2 hot dogs. This has to be a better product on the field. I really want to hear Arthur Blank come out and say it. Like, because we give a lot. Like, look, me and my wife, we have season tickets. And I'm going to be honest to you. It's not like we just, hey, man, just we throw a fastball of money like it ain't nothing. Like, you know, it's work to get it done every single year. And I'm not throwing a pity party. I'm just telling you what the average working American that loves football and follows a football team or any sports organization has to do when you buy tickets. I want to see the owner say, I have to do better for my fans who come out, who love my team, who support us no matter what, no matter how good we are, how bad we are. I want to hear him say, this is unacceptable. You guys will get it right, or I will find some people in here who will get it right. I will not rest until we win. That's what I want to hear. I don't care if he doesn't even mean it. I just need to hear it.
That's it, man. We've been saying this all week. Again, guys, be Rich Trey. I felt you need something. You know, not the end of the season, forget it. Now, again, if you fire the coach now, you are basically throwing up the white flag. The season's lost. But I think even there is a sign, something to the fans. Everything you just said, this is unacceptable.
It's unacceptable.
I'll say this before we let you guys go. Make sure, again, you follow them on YouTube, IG, guys, Water Boys with a Z. Okay,
yep,
Water Boys with a Z.
Yeah.
What you're saying, and the reason why this is important, because there are people who listen to Mike and I every day. We love you guys. But sometimes you guys might think there's an agenda or for some reason we're bringing up these things and talking about them in a way. We tell you we're season ticket holders. Some people may think that's not authentic. These are two gentlemen that are from Atlanta, born and raised, who have gone through the hardships of everything we're talking about. So when they say this, take it for what it's worth.
Yes.
This is what fans on the street are telling Mike and I every single day. And when we come in here and tell you guys, this is where it is, some of y'all are like, well, I don't know. Yeah. I'm telling you.
And we're, again, if you're new to the show, we get new listeners every day. Thanks for the big numbers this month, kids. But we are fans and we are season ticket holders. And to your
point,
you
went to Germany.
I spent $5,000 to go to Germany to watch them blow a game they should have won against the Colts.
It's not cheating. Look, and to your point in traveling, me and my wife, we take a bus trip every year to the Falcons Tampa game with a nice group of people. Shout out to Mr. Stalls, real great guy. But every time it's in December, I tell my wife, are we sure we want to do this? Because if they suck at the end of the year, it's going to be sickening. And unfortunately, you know, we're still going to enjoy ourselves. Hey, babe, I know you say it's about us. I love you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have our time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But unfortunately, we're going to watch a football team that's already taking the walk of shame.
Yep.
It's already over. Like, we're going to watch them play in Tampa next week, and it's already over. How can I enjoy it the same way? So, Arthur Blank, this is from the fan.
Are you going to be alone down there? I got a few spots for you. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, tell me. Now, me and the missus going.
Oh, my bad. Okay. My bad. Go ahead.
So, if you got some spots, me and the missus, let me know.
Yeah, this.
Carl got his bottle out.
Yeah, there's a few spots. But maybe not with the missus. Remember that whiskey show stuff? We basically took over a bar last year in Tampa. It was kind of like what we did in Charlotte.
Yeah, man.
Wait, at Hooters? A bunch of folks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Taped out, they saw literally 25 Falcon fans around the bar. It's on the beach. Literally a U-turn. We're out of here.
Yeah. Hey, we gone.
Fellas, we got to run, man. Appreciate you guys coming in, as always. Happy holidays to you guys.
Same to you guys.
You know, we'll see where this goes. But I will tell you this, and I'm not saying this because B and Trey are in here, B Rich and Trey. This is going to be a heck of an offseason. Yeah. One way or the other.
Well, it better have be.
Well, Mike, whether it's what you think it is or what we think it might not be, it is going to be very interesting to see how these things get righted with this organization.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.